The Appropriations Committee is meeting immediately in the Senate chamber. Appropriations Committee immediately in the Senate chamber.
Okay, welcome everyone. We are now in the Appropriation Committee. The minutes were electronically transferred, so you should have access to them. Roll call will be taken silently. At this point, our business is two bills that we're looking at, Senate Study Bill 1094 as well as Senate File 256. At this time, we will call up Senate Study Bill 1094. And Senator Knoyer, is there a subcommittee report?
Yes, Mr. Chair. The subcommittee that consisted of myself, Senator Johnson, and Senator T. Taylor recommend passage with all three signing.
Thank you, Senator Knoyer. You're in order for opening comments.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This bill creates a public safety fund consisting of any monies appropriated to it for the purpose of purchasing, maintaining, and replacing equipment. Money in the fund does not revert but carries forward each year for expenditure. The bill requires DPS to provide an annual report to the Justice Systems Appropriations Subcommittee regarding expenditures of the fund as well as planned carry forward in the fund each year and how it is intended to be used. And there is an amendment.
Thank you, Senator Knoyer. There is a amendment, and the amendment is 853. And we will call on Senator Taylor from Linn County. You're in order.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Appreciate working with Senator Knoyer on the subcommittee. The list of items that they may want to accumulate for where they're going to spend on equipment. There is a report, as she mentioned, there's a list of expenditures. This is page 1, line 21. There's the amount carried over from the previous year and the amount of monies in the fund that the department intends to carry over. This amendment adds one more paragraph, and it says, because if you look up on page 1, line 4, the fund shall consist of monies appropriated to or deposited in the fund. So we're asking for this report to also include whatever source of the monies deposited in the fund. Could be appropriation, could be savings, could be seizures. Thank you. I mentioned that earlier. I just forgot to write that. And so that's why we bring this forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Taylor. Is there any discussion on the bill? Senator Knoyer, you're in order.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Discussion.
Thank you, Senator Taylor, for bringing this amendment forward. I think it strengthens the bill and makes for a more comprehensive report, so I would encourage the body to support this amendment.
Is there any other discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, Senator Bolcom, short form, we will vote short form. All those in favor of the amendment signify by saying aye. Opposed, same sign. The ayes have it. Amendment is passed. Now we are back on the bill as amended. Is there any further discussion on the bill as amended? Seeing none, we will go forward with a vote. Senator Bolcom, short form again. Senator Knoyer, you're in order for closing comments on the amendment or on the bill as amended.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move the bill.
Thank you, Senator Knoyer. We will vote short form. All those in favor of the bill as amended, please signify by saying aye. All those opposed, same sign. Ayes have it. The bill is passed and we'll be moving forward. The next bill that we're looking at today is Senate File 256. And Senator Reichman, do you have the subcommittee report?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I do. The subcommittee made up of myself, Senator Costello, and Senator Smith, and we did vote recommend passage with all three signatures.
Thank you, Senator Reichman. You are in order for opening comments on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Several parts of this Senate file. The first one, changes the property leasing agreements now, currently at 20 years, expands out to 30, usually a better economical incentive there to have a long-term lease. Applicable code for military justice under the current code, if a member commits an offense during a drill weekend, they're subject to UCMJ. When they're not on orders, not serving during that drill weekend, that drill period, if they go off and during their normal course or their active lives, they commit an offense if it pertains to, if it has a nexus back to the reserve National Guard unit, they can prosecute under UCMJ. It also goes on to Adjutant General Report, and that rolls into this part, making the Adjutant General's report that goes in Code Section 229B.116B, it makes it more accurate because that gets reported up with those specifically sexual assault offenses. The next item, 4, the National Guard service scholarships. This bill would authorize the Adjutant General to expand the appropriation funds reprimanded and unencumbered at the end of the fiscal year. And part 5, the National Guard STEM recruitment and retention. STEM is getting a lot of attention these days, and it's important to incentivize it. So the bill would create 2 recruitment and programs to recruit and retain individuals who complete and are pursuing training in military specialties related to science, technologies, and math. That completes my opening comments, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Reichman. Is there any discussion on Senate File 256? Seeing none, we'll move forward. Short form is requested. All those in favor of...
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the bill.
Thank you. Closing comments. We have short forms, so we'll go ahead and vote. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed, nay. The bill has passed. Senate File 256 will move forward. That's all the business we see before the Appropriation Committee today. And Senator Guth moves we adjourn.